Joe thinks his boyfriend has to stop his life and take care of him when he's hungover.
I think that's an entitlement, yeah.
You're not sick, Joe. You're hungover. I think there's a difference between being sick and being hungover. I mean, I know you feel sick when you're hungover, but you're not actually sick.
Good morning.
You just drank too much.
It's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PSD.
Chris is so mad at me for this.
That's why she forgot all the rules here.
So he expected his boyfriend to just drop everything, stop his life, and sit by Joe's bedside as he had a little headache after he drank too much and his tummy hurt a little bit.
Listen, the older I'm getting, the rougher the hangovers are hitting.
Okay, maybe you should not drink as much so you're not that hungover.
All right, don't you sound like my boyfriend now with both of you giving it to me. No, I just think I would do the same.
I think we should take that back.
I consider a hangover to be like an illness. Whatever you do for your partner when they are sick, you should do for them when they are hungover.
Whatever that is, chicken noodle soup if you have a flu,
then chicken noodle soup when you have a hangover. Whatever it is should be equal, tit for tat.
I remember when the last time my husband John got really drunk, we were redoing our kitchen. And he was a mess. And he was supposed to come with me to help pick out the cabinets. And I was like, woohoo, I get to pick them out all by myself.
Oh, so every day every day your cabinets are a reminder of him being hungover.
We tell that story all the time.
Are they not the ones he wanted?
He had no choice.
Wow.
Because he was hungover in bed and I was going to pick him out with or without him.
Wow.
I don't know. That teaches
a guy a lesson real quick.
Yes, well, whatever. But I just don't think that you have a choice when you're hungover. Either you drink too much or you don't.
What if
you don't have a choice necessarily when you get sick? So I just, I'm a very caring person. If you need a little care, fine. But I'm not stopping my life. I'll put you to bed. I'll tuck you in. I'll check on you. But I'm not sitting there with you all day long.
What if you weren't intending to get that hungover? Like, sometimes alcohol hits a little different. So you're like, hey, I didn't really push the limits.
But don't you just want to sleep? Like, so what's
him
to sit there and watch you sleep?
Clean up for me and make sure the trash can's next to me. All that stuff. Yeah. All that's necessary.
Joe.
I'm telling you, more people will take care of their partners like me
They're
hungover.
I'm not sure about
this.
The good people will.
We will have courtesy.
Let's open the phone. We'll take a little vote here. 609-243-9778 or tell us in the 94.5 PST app chat. Your number one hit music station. Joe and I are talking about if your partner should basically stop their life and take care of you when you're hungover, because that's what he's expecting of his boyfriend.
I think it's a normal ask of a partner when it's like being sick. Whatever your partner does for you when you're sick, they should do for you when you're hungover.
I don't know. I kind of think that being hungover is a choice and you don't necessarily get a choice when you become sick. So fuck up, Buttercup.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Mm.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Leanne on the line in Newtown. Leanne, what do you think?
I think they deserve a certain level of care. I think you get them what they need. You let them sleep. I'm not changing plans to sit by their bed or stay home. And if he's that violently ill that I need to stay home or cancel plans, we're going to have to talk when he comes through.
Yes, I hear you on that one. All
right. Or you can get new cabinets like Chris did out of the deal.
That's right. Mitch is in East Windsor. Mitch, what's the right answer here?
I think there's no other answer than yes. You have to take care of your partner. But as a guy, you'll never hear the end of it if you don't. can you imagine if... You know, the things you would hear, you're heartless, you're insensitive, don't you love me? Although, I mean, when I come home from the bar after whatever I'm doing, I'm watching football or what have you, she's annoyed that I'm wrecked. And not only that I'm wrecked, but I've wrecked all of our plans the next day because, you know, I'm not feeling the best. And she does not take care of me.
Oh,
she tells me, you know, go to bed, sleep it off. It's like,
oh. Extreme. All right,
let's go to Gina. Gina is in Bordentown. Gina, where do you stand on this?
Oh, there would be a big problem if he didn't want to take care of me when I'm hungover. Isn't that like the decent thing to do when you love? I mean, now most of the time I just need sleep, but if I need food or aspirin or whatever, I would hope he'd be there for me. I mean, I'd do that for him.
Yeah, that's my point, is it's a little give and take in a relationship. Thank you, Gina.
I think there's a fine line.
And that was a girl on my side.
Tell us what you think in the 94.5 PST app. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris and Joe. Joe, we've got to tell them about this very special piece of mail that we got recently.
We don't usually get good mail around here.
No,
but we did today.
It's a picture of this beautiful couple. I'm assuming you're a Philly guy. Is this Philadelphia?
Yes, that's right in front of City Hall.
Okay, so this is in front of City Hall in Philadelphia. It's a save the date for a wedding.
Do we know them?
It says, kindly save the date for the wedding of Paige and Brant. And it gives the date. It says it's going to be in, you know, Pennsylvania. Invitation to follow. You know what a save the date is, right? So we're looking at this and we're like, I said to Joe, do you know Paige and Brant? Thinking, you know, you're a Philly guy. You live there. Maybe this is for you. Although the envelope did say Chris and the crew. Yeah. It said PST on it. So Joe's like, no. So we decided to, and there was a note, a handwritten note. But before I even read the note, I got on Instagram and I found Paige. And actually, we have Paige and her fiance, Brant, on the line with us. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Congratulations, first of all.
Do we know you guys? What is this?
Yeah, do we know you? Who are you?
I mean, I've been a longtime listener ever since, like, growing up. I would listen to you in the car all the time.
Oh, my gosh. I love this. So she wrote us a handwritten note. I'm going to have you read it because, I mean, I have chills just thinking about it. It's super cute. So why don't you go ahead and read it?
Yeah, of course. So I wrote, hi, PST team. Brant and I have been reminiscing on the most meaningful moments of our relationship and sending thank yous to the people and the brands who got us to this point. One of our very first dates was to a concert for the weekend, which I actually won tickets from you guys. This concert was the exact moment we both realized we loved each other, even though we both were too scared to say it for a couple of more days. But thank you so much for being a part of our love story, from Paige and Brant.
Chills.
Which tour was that? Like, which night of the weekend was it? Was it the two, like, a couple summers ago?
Yeah, it was in 2022.
Okay.
It was at Lincoln Financial Field in Philly. Oh?
I was at that show too, so maybe now it's all making sense, Chris.
So we are responsible for the two of you creating a future together.
Yes.
I love that we're a part of your memories.
So what's the big plan for the wedding? Like, we obviously don't give out all of it, but I mean, what do we have to get our suits and our ties ready?
Let's first ask her. I'm not sure this is actually an invitation for us. You don't really want Joe at your wedding, do you?
I mean, we had to save the dates. We have a couple extra spots. If someone wanted to come, I mean,
I'm thinking we need
I'm
to just
a
say
great
congratulations,
wedding guest, Brant and Paige. You want me there?
You do not
want
Joe
there. I will turn
up
at that table.
You do not want Joe there at all. But
as long as you're on the dance floor, we don't care.
Oh,
it'll be
fun. I don't dance well, but I dance all night.
Oh, now see, I'm a good dancer, so maybe I will show up.
Yeah, I mean, by all means, go ahead.
Brant is looking at you like, don't.
Brant's
don't
like,
encourage
no. Don't invite those two.
Don't encourage them at all. No, we just wanted to say congratulations and how nice of you to send this to us. I'm putting it right here. It's tacked up next to me, so I look at it every morning in the studio because we never get fun mail.
Well, I'm glad we could make your day.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
The Thursday edition of Can't Beat Chris is here. And gosh, I really hope the streak ends.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Really do. So
we'll see.
Today's the day. I've called in the big guns. Becky in Levittown. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
You ready to beat Chris?
Absolutely.
Oh, see, boy.
That's what it is. That's
she
what
sounds confident.
She's confident. I like a confident lady at this time of the day. All right, Chris, you get out of here. Becky, we're going to ask you three questions and see who gets more right, okay?
Okay.
All right, Becky, your first question coming your way now. Lance Bass is talking a lot about his battle with diabetes in the news this week. What boy band was Lance Bass a part of in the 90s?
I think it's One Direction.
Do you want to lock that in?
I should know this. I'm old, so I should know this.
Listen, sometimes our brains are a little foggy in the morning. It's okay. Question number two. The movie Halloween Town is a favorite this time of year. What TV network did it originally air on?
I always know the answers until now you ask me.
I know. It's funny. When you get on the phone, they're like, oh, my God, it's so difficult. I get it.
I'm going to go to the basic Netflix.
Netflix, we're going to say, for Halloween Town. Locking it in?
I know. It's not right. Oh, no, wait. Is it Nickelodeon?
Do you want to lock in Nickelodeon?
Okay, we'll lock in Nickelodeon.
A last-minute change there. And our third and final question, production on Frozen 3 is reportedly starting soon. What is the name of the snowman in the Frozen series?
Oh, Lord, I know them. Olaf.
Locking in Olaf?
Yeah.
All right, as Chris makes her way back into the room, I'll tell everyone else. Can't be Chris. It's powered by our friends at Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week. Brunch Saturdays and Sundays. Happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. Online at alsairportin.com. Al's, it is where the locals go. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Are you ready, Chris?
I sure am.
All right. Becky's answer's all locked in. We're going to see how Chris does right here. Chris, your first question starts now. Lance Bass is talking a lot in the media this week about his battle with diabetes. What boy band was he a part of in the 90s?
Oh, love them. NSYNC.
NSYNC is correct. Becky said One Direction.
Oh, that's like Harry Styles.
Yeah, Becky, you were a few years, the fewer years ahead of them. All right, question number two. The movie Halloween Town is a favorite this time of year. What TV network did it originally air on?
Oh, TV network, not streaming. Oh, that's an older one. Is it Disney Channel?
You said Disney Channel. That is correct. Becky said Nickelodeon.
Yeah, that was a guess, so I got lucky on that.
You both guessed, but Chris's guess, unfortunately, seems like it was a little more lucky. Oof. Okay. Third and final question. Production of Frozen 3 is reportedly starting soon. What is the name of the snowman in the Frozen series?
Oh, I love him. Olaf.
Olaf is what you both said, and you're both correct. Unfortunately, though, Becky, yeah, you did lose by a score of 3-1 today, so you're going to have to give us that very painful phrase of shame.
I'm Becky from Levittown, and I cannot beat Chris.
Well, you gave it a valiant effort, and just for trying, we got you tickets to see MGK when he brings the Lost Americana Tour to the Xfinity Mobile Arena, formerly known as the Wells Fargo Center, on December 14th.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, tickets on sale for everyone else right now at Ticketmaster.com. But hang on, Becky.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST.
A new item.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
All right, so as promised, K-pop Demon Hunters fans, or if your kids are, heads up, Santa may have a special gift coming up this holiday season. Apparently, the creators of the show and Netflix are working on some licensing deals with Hasbro and Mattel to both release some K-pop Demon Hunters toys. It sounds like they could be available. In fact, they'll make them available in time for the holidays because, I mean, they want to get the holiday season money, right? So look for those to be hitting store shelves, I would argue, anytime pretty soon. If you have a Tinder profile, Tinder is going to be adding a new facial recognition software. They're going to make you get your face scanned if you want to use it. Essentially, it's going to be the first of its kind in the dating app industry. It's going to be mandatory. It's going to help confirm users are real and match their profile photos. So this is probably why the show Catfish got canceled on MTV, right? Because maybe we won't be able to do that anymore. You know, I always talk about it, but I was banned from Tinder a couple of years ago and do not know, truly don't know why. I know I misbehave sometimes, but I actually don't know why at all. Like, truly, it doesn't give you a reason. But yeah, so facial recognition coming to Tinder. Lottery players are now using AI to boost their chances. Now, we've heard of two Powerball winners recently using ChatGPT to pick their the numbers for their big prizes. Beware, though, some apps may be scams, experts are warning. But I don't know exactly. I guess ChatGPT can kind of look at the data and be like, oh, these are the numbers most commonly to come out. I'm not entirely sure. The NFL is standing firm on Bad Bunny as the halftime show performer. Yeah, I don't know why anyone. The internet's been full of these rumors that they're going to cancel Bad Bunny and all the political backlash. There's zero consideration, the NFL basically is saying at this point. They're like, yeah, we've heard it. We've seen that petition, and no thanks. It's going to be a better show than all of those haters are giving it credit for. This is funny. Michael Jordan just revealed he hasn't picked up a basketball in years. He's been, what, about 30 years ago, I think he last played in the NBA or so, and he said it has been years. He doesn't even remember the last time he picked up a basketball, he said. Maybe I threw one free throw shot to impress my kids in that time, but that was it. And, I found a list of the top cities for single people in 2025. St. Louis, Missouri, apparently the best city to be in if you're a single person. Knoxville, Tennessee, Salt Lake City, in our area, Pittsburgh is on the list. I don't know if that's our area, but it is a Pennsylvania state, but St. Louis is the place to go. Oh, and don't forget, tonight is Billie Eilish down in South Philly at the Xfinity Mobile Arena. Everything you need to know for that show posted right now on our app. The set time, set list, parking info, all posted for you right there.
94.5 PST.
I'm not wanting you to judge me for this.
Now, it's time for the Cruise Court.
All right, it's time for another round of Cruise Court. So today's case, I don't know, kind of emotional. And honestly, it's kind of tearing them apart. So Julia wants to let her ex-boyfriend come over to say goodbye to their dog, who's dying, Joe. Mm-hmm. Her new boyfriend, Tyler, says absolutely not. We're going to hear from both sides here. Julia, why don't you go first? What's going on here?
Look, I totally get why Tyler feels weird about it, but my ex and I adopted Max together. I mean, he was our dog for 4 years. The poor thing doesn't even have much time left, and I just feel like it's the right thing to do to let him say goodbye. It's not about him. It's about Max.
Yeah, but here's the thing. So that's not just some random ex. That's the guy that she lived with for 5 years. I'm sorry, but like, no dude wants to sit in his own living room while his girlfriend's ex is getting all emotional with her, hugging her, rekindling, like, you know, whatever memories, whatever. It's just crazy awkward.
Aww. Tyler, I'm not inviting him to move back in. It's literally just to say goodbye to the dog that meant the world to both of us. That's closure for everyone.
You can FaceTime him, though. That's like, that can be closure, too. He doesn't have to come over, cry, hug my girlfriend. I mean, literally, just crying about the past, remembering things. And also, don't forget, you know, you were the one that dumped him.
This is really making you sound bad. I mean, have a heart. Who are you? Like, not the person I fell in love with.
Oh, boy.
What about you looking bad? You're inviting literally your ex-boyfriend to our home. Come on. I mean.
All right. Emotion's getting a little high here. Julia says it's a kind thing to do. Tyler says it's crossing a line. So we're going to open the phones here and we're going to get votes, and you get to decide what's going to happen here, whether or not the ex comes over or whether or not there's a goodbye FaceTime with little Max, the dog. All right, you guys hold on. We're going to get votes, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chris, this is tough. I was just in a similar situation.
This is sad. I know, that's true.
Recently, like very recently.
But you didn't go say goodbye I didn't to the
even
dog.
Get, but
didn't
I didn't get the
that
call.
Option.
I didn't get the option.
If you had gotten the option, would you have?
It would have been interesting because we're both in solid, long-term, new relationships. Like my ex had to put the dog we got together down recently. And I think I would have said yes if my current boyfriend said it was okay.
Do you think you didn't get that invitation because his current partner said,
I kind of wonder if this is a similar conversation.
Yeah.
So selfishly, I'm 100% on Julia's side.
I got to be honest. This is tough. I'm not sure I would want to revisit the past either. That's why I would never get a pet with someone that I wasn't like, engaged to or
Chris,
married. But people live together all the time.
And divorces happen.
And divorces happen too. Yeah.
Like a dog is how many your commitment. You don't know.
I'm just saying, I get both sides. I understand where she's coming from. She's trying to do the right thing. But if the dog hasn't been in his life for, you know, as long as she's been with her new boyfriend, maybe it's unnecessary, because I understand where that I wouldn't want my partner's ex come marching in the home, crying, hugging. Weird too.
But FaceTime is not the same thing. Tyler cannot come on here and say FaceTime the dog. I used to rest my head on my dog's head. I would want to do that one last time.
Here's the thing. You were not even that close to the dog. You haven't seen that dog in how long, Joe?
Well, but it's been similar. I spent 5 years living with
okay,
the dog.
Okay, but you guys didn't have the... What am I trying to say here? You weren't having visitation.
No.
I mean, that dog really hasn't been on your mind, really.
Oh, the dog's been up, yeah. But that you're being cold about it, though.
No, but I'm just saying, I don't think it's maybe that big of a deal to the ex if clearly
maybe.
It hasn't even been in his... Max hasn't even been in his life.
How do you... Well, we don't know because that he hasn't been on his mind.
Well, maybe not on his mind. Yeah. but he probably hasn't seen him, or I think they would have told us that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think Tyler's allowing the ex-boyfriend to come over.
What I'm saying is I think it's in the past, and maybe it's better to leave the past in the past.
All right.
You know what I mean? This one is tough. Whose side are you on?
Who's right? Who's wrong?
Call now.
Call the crew now. 609-243-9778.
Hello.
Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
Our aid, Cruise Court.
Let's get Julia and Tyler back on the line.
Hold on, Chris. Let's wait for a second to do that. We are at Cruise Court on 94.5 PST. Good morning. I am Joe. That is Chris with me. Chris, you're getting a little ahead of yourself. Let's get some more votes here on PST. So Julia and Tyler are battling it out because they're trying to figure out Julia's ex should come over to say goodbye to the dog that they shared for, it sounds like, quite a few years before, you know, they moved on, broke up. But the dog doesn't, you know, always get decided in a breakup custody battle. Let's start our voting right now with Nicole and Sherry Hill. Good morning, Nicole. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side.
Yeah, why is that?
Because it just feels pretty selfish and insecure. I really don't think it's that big of a deal. It's the end of the dog's life, and our fur babies, they're family members.
Mm-hmm. You're so right about that. Yeah.
If it was a child, would he be that insecure? It's really not that big of a deal. And, you know, I would probably tell him to stop his whining.
Nicole, I love that. All right. Mike, listening up in Hartford this morning. Mike, you had a good suggestion, right? You said maybe don't do it at home.
Yeah, you know, I'm all for them rekindling that, you know, and him seeing the dog one more time. But if I'm a guy, he's not coming to my house, and I, you know, I'd want to be there. After all, you know, you never know what happened in the past relationship, but he's not coming to the house.
But you could do it in like a park or something, you know, wherever.
Absolutely. Exactly. Public place.
So nothing wrong can go with that. All right. Cherie, you said kind of no one's side on this, right?
Yeah, I think that this is, I can see inviting, but she did mention that they were coming over, that he was coming over, the dog, and he frequently had visitation. So I would say reach out, yes. Someplace public, I totally agree. But, you know, we've always said on this station, if your partner is not okay with it, then it's a no.
You're right about that, Cherie. All right, let's get one last vote on the phones here. Good morning, Kira in Morrisville. Whose side are you on?
Good morning. I'm definitely on her side. And if he's, like, that uncomfortable with it, why does she have to be in the room? She can go in a different room. And he could say his goodbyes, and, you know, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, there's just something, like, I'm truly getting emotional thinking about it. Because, like I said, I lost an ex of mine had to put the dog we shared for 5 years down recently. And I don't want to say I regret, I didn't know because we didn't talk every day. You know, I kind of resent that I didn't get that phone call, but I assume it was similar. I have to assume there's a similar conversation with him and his new partner being like, yeah, you're not inviting Joe over to see that. So I guess I understand both of those. I don't really understand both, to be honest. Bonnie in Yardville hitting us up on the VSD app. He's insecure. Good thing this isn't a kid. I saw an app chat. I don't see it anymore on my screen here. It kind of disappeared. Maybe time for a new boyfriend. All right, Chris, what do you say? You say we get this decided here. It looks pretty clear cut at this point.
Yeah, let's get Julia and Tyler back on the line. You guys, this one was close. People definitely see both sides of this argument, but we have 72% leaning towards her on this one. Do it for the dog, basically.
Yes. Yes.
Tyler, right. Emotions might be high, but just stand there, stand guard, and be like, I got her now.
Tough situation. Or go out. You know what I mean? Just so you don't have to see. You trust her enough, right, to be there with him? Or don't you? That's a whole other thing.
I mean, I trust her, but this guy, I mean, just from the stories I've heard,
guys are guys.
I get it.
Deal's a deal. A deal's a deal. I mean, I said I would do it, so a deal's a deal.
Good luck.
All right. Good luck, guys.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris and Joe. Joe, we've got to tell them about this very special piece of mail that we got recently.
We don't usually get good mail around here.
No,
but we did today.
It's a picture of this beautiful couple. I'm assuming you're a Philly guy. Is this Philadelphia?
Yes, they're right in front of City Hall.
Okay, so this is in front of City Hall in Philadelphia. It's a save the date for a wedding.
Do we know them?
It says, kindly save the date for the wedding of Paige and Brant. And it gives the date. It says it's going to be in, you know, Pennsylvania. Invitation to follow. You know what a save the date is, right? So we're looking at this and we're like, I said to Joe, do you know Paige and Brant? Thinking, you know, you're a Philly guy. You live there. Maybe this is to work for you. Although the envelope did say Chris and the crew. It said PST on it. So Joe's like, no. So we decided to, and there was a note, a handwritten note. But before I even read the note, I got on Instagram and I found Paige. And actually, we have Paige and her fiance, Brant, on the line with us. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Congratulations, first of all.
Do we know you guys? What is this?
Yeah, do we know you? Who are you?
I mean, I've been a longtime listener ever since, like, growing up. I would listen to you in the car all the time.
Oh, my gosh. I love this. So she wrote us a handwritten note. I'm going to have you read it because, I mean, I have chills just thinking about it. It's super cute. So why don't you go ahead and read it?
Yeah, of course. So I wrote, hi, PST team. Brant and I have been reminiscing on the most meaningful moments of our relationship and sending thank yous to the people and the brands who got us to this point. One of our very first dates was to a concert for the weekend, which I actually won tickets from you guys. This concert was the exact moment we both realized we loved each other, even though we both were too scared to say it for a couple of more days. But thank you so much for being a part of our love story from Paige and Brant.
Chills.
Which tour was that? Like, which night of the weekend was it? Was it the two, like, a couple summers ago?
Yeah, it was in 2022.
Okay.
It was at Lincoln Financial Field in Philly. Uh-huh.
I was at that show, too. So maybe now it's all making sense, Chris.
So we are responsible for the two of you creating a future together.
Yes.
I love this. I love that we're a part of your memories.
So what's the big plan for the wedding? Like, we obviously don't give out all of it, but I mean, what do we have to get our suits and our ties ready?
Let's first ask her. I'm not sure this is actually an invitation for us. You don't really want Joe at your wedding, do you?
I mean, we had extra save the dates. We have a couple extra spots. If someone wanted to come, I mean,
I'm thinking we need to just say congratulations.
Brant and Paige, you want me there. I will turn up at that table.
You do not want Joe there at all. But
as long as you're on the dance floor, we don't care. Oh, it'll be a fun time.
I don't dance well, but I dance all night.
Oh, now see, I'm a good dancer, so maybe I will show up.
Yeah, I mean, by all means, go ahead.
Brant is looking at you like, don't encourage them at all. No, we just wanted to say congratulations and how nice of you to send this to us. I'm putting it right here. It's tacked up next to me. So I look at it every morning in the studio because we never get fun mail.
Well, I'm glad we could make your day.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Let's start the scoop with some kind of breaking news. We'll call it good news. If you have Broadway tickets anytime soon, the strike has been averted. The union representing most of the Broadway musicians has reached a tentative deal with the Broadway League. They just announced it this morning. They said they came to an agreement. They've been fighting over better wages and a better healthcare plan. It's a new 3-year agreement. So Broadway shows will continue. I mean, if this wasn't reached today, shows as early as this weekend could have been affected. So that's good news. Tinder says they're tackling catfishing. Finally, this has been a problem. It kind of surprised me that it actually took this long for them to do this. No matter who you are joining the app and moving forward, they're going to develop a facial verification tool, meaning you'll have to verify you are the person in your photos. I'm curious if it'll tackle really old pictures, right? Because that is almost just as bad of an issue. Someone uses a flattering older photo or something, get meet up with them. Like, you haven't looked like that in a while, have you? I'm hoping, you know, maybe as the technology gets a little smarter and stuff, it'll offer some of that feedback. The NFL, meanwhile, is standing firm on Bad Bunny performing in the halftime show. Now, there's been a lot of scuttle online, and I'm not sure if it's one of those things where it's just the internet kind of internetting, because that happens a lot, if you know what I mean. But Roger Goodell basically standing firm, saying, yes, Bad Bunny is still the headliner. They've heard all the loud feedback, including that petition calling for George Strait to sign up, and we said we're confident it's going to be a great show. You know, it's weird because I don't know that there's ever been a halftime performer who didn't get criticism. Not everyone's going to like them. That's, I mean, plain and simple. But to come at them and be like, you know, you couldn't do this. It hasn't even happened yet. And it's also, you don't even have to watch it. You know, you could turn it off. Even if you're watching the game, you could turn it off at that point. We should hear in the next couple of days if President Trump is going to commute Diddy's sentence. It could happen as early as tomorrow, we're hearing from some sources inside the White House. They say the president is whiffle washing. What's the phrase? Wafting on the decision. Some of his staff is urging him not to do it, but there are words that he still may. Bette Midler giving us good news on Hocus Pocus 3. We may not have to wait nearly as long as we did between Hocus Pocus 1 and Hocus Pocus 2. This week, Bette Midler told Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live that there's already a script, and Bette said it's brilliant, so she's very excited. There's no release date and no timeline for filming, but Disney Plus has already said the movie's a go. Bette and all the girls sounds like they will be back for that movie. You know, the death of Diane Keaton this week did remind me, though, we better, like, put all of those fantastic elderly ladies that we love, like Bette Midler, in a box and just keep them safe, especially, like, we're trying to get that Hocus Pocus 3 out. And a list came out of the top 10 songs to give birth to. I guess number one, not surprising at all, Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles, Landslide in at number two, Yellow by Coldplay on that list. What I was surprised by, Ocean Eyes by Billie Eilish on there at number eight. Kind of weird. And All of Me, John Legend, in there as well at number five. Oh, and Billy, by the way, in Philly tonight. They're officially allowed to start camping, and there is a crowd out there with people with floor tickets. If you're going to the show and you're lucky enough to have those tickets, we got the details, including parking info and everything, posted for you right now, 945pst.com.
Careful, because things that you say could be making you sound arrogant. It's Chris and the crew. Chris and Joe, good morning. It's 94.5 PST. I had to laugh at this list I just saw online, Joe, because it's everything that you say.
Actually, to be honest, I'm the first one to admit I'm pretty arrogant. So hit me with it. I'm admitting I'm arrogant.
Everything that you say. I always wonder whether it's arrogance or whether it's an insecurity on your part. But hey, you just admitted that you're arrogant.
70% so. Arrogance, 30% insecurity. Oh, I'm the first one to admit it.
All right. So the first one is, I already knew that. You say that every day.
I probably can't go around. Yeah, I've said it five times today, right?
Probably just today. Just you today. Can't tell Joe anything without him saying, and he'll tell you specifics too. I heard that last night.
You know what it is?
To make it seem like he's beat you.
I have. And often, but I'm not lying. I do. I know a lot.
Oh, God. All right. Here's the next one. These are phrases that could make you sound arrogant. So you better watch what you say if you don't want people judging you. Not to brag, but...
Actually, I don't say that.
Well, you don't say those brag. Words. I was going to say you just brag.
I just brag.
Yeah.
First one to a minute, yeah.
How about, obviously, like, duh, I already knew that. Yeah, you say that a lot, Joe. Yeah. How about, I wouldn't expect you to understand.
I don't say it so condescending, but I do think that.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, every single thing in your, like, daily vocabulary is on this
list. Don't tell this year's crop of interns that that's how I talk sometimes.